Get this onto I. Ooh, ooh.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. Right. He ain't got no woman either.
Hey, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. Today is the 21st of December, 2005, and we're slowly or fastly approaching holidays here. Looking forward to some time off. I'm cruising back from work today. Been listening to some podcasts as always. Great show I listened to today. I think it was Twit 34. I'm not sure what number it was exactly, but it was the show with Steve Wozniak from Apple Computers, one of the founders of Apple. And it was actually kind of nice to listen to Woz. Just in a candid conversation with the guys there on Twit. Excuse me, a send sale moment there. Talking about some of the jokes that he pulls on people with $2 bills and laser pointers and whatever. And just a real great show. I'd advise you to go out there, check him out. Just search for Twit, T-W-I-T. I'm not sure exactly what the link is. If it's Twit TV or twit.tv or twit.com, whatever it is. But great show this week. They're going to take this weekend off for the holidays, Christmas. Going to do a show on the 30th. And, you know, the show just keeps getting better and better. I don't know what kind of microphone Leo's using, but he sounds clearer and better than he has in the past. Dvorak is always his cynical self. I think they had Kevin Rose on there from Dignation. Great show. Check it out. Let's see. What other podcasts have I been checking out? One of them that I checked out a couple days ago were some of the video blogs from Trucker Tom. He's out there pitching his Nature's Miracle, doing his little bit of... Advertising in podcasts experiment. And there's somewhat interesting, I guess, if you want to see what the inside of a truck, a big rig, looks like and some of the things that he does in his truck. He does all of his podcasts from the truck, I believe, from a laptop, and kind of goes through how the different things on the truck work. He's actually got some shots of him driving in some snow. I don't know how I feel about him actually driving and doing video at the same time. It's kind of scary because he's sitting there driving down the road, probably 60 miles an hour or better, moving a camera around, looking into the camera over on the passenger side seat. And I don't know. It just kind of makes me nervous. If you would... I forgot what I was going to say there. Listened also to the podcast Pickle Party for the 17th. I listened to that today. Some good stuff there. Derek from Skepticality, Nate and Die, I think Corby was in there. El Nacho was in the chat, I believe. I think I mentioned Corby was there. Kimi was in there. It's a pretty good show. kind of cleared out some of my old podcasts on the server or on my computer. What I did, I had purchased a hard drive a while back, and one of my ideas for this hard drive was to use it as a Linux drive. Basically, careful there, there's a patrolman. Basically, use it as a Linux drive to use it on my main machine, and I never did quite get it to work. So, what I have there is a 20 megabyte, or I should say gigabyte, partition that I use to store all my podcasts. That way, when it starts getting low on storage there, I can go through, clean it out, and I don't have all this crap on my hard drive as far as MP3 files with podcasts on it. So I look at it as, you know, if I ever did get a real iPod, a large iPod, a large storage iPod, it would hold everything on an iPod, either a 30 or 60 or whatever. So that's what I do there. Gee, what else has been going on? Got all my Christmas shopping done, I believe. There's a few more things I got to pick up. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. What else? Went to the U2 concert last week. That was Thursday night. Great show. Kanye West opened up for him. Not such a great show. Not sure what the deal was there, how they decided to hook up. Just didn't work for the Nebraska crowd, having a rapper open up for a rock group. Sound wasn't that great. I don't know if it was where we were sitting or what, but he had some mega subwoofers up there, rattled the hell out of things. I didn't enjoy the part. I was actually waiting for it to get over with. Of course, I had the drunk girl standing next to me. No, not my wife. Somebody else's wife or significant other or whatever. Bumping into me, dancing on, spilling a drink on my sleeve. Great time. Great show by U2. I think it was one of the third to the last show. I think it was one of the very last shows of the tour. Great show. Great light show. If you get a chance, check out, if you haven't seen the show, go ahead and check out U2 Live in Chicago on the Vertigo Tour. I think it's basically the same show. I haven't actually sat down and looked at the set list, but a lot of the effects of the lighting and that were right on with that, and it was one of those shows that I've always wanted to see, and I'm glad I got an opportunity to do it. Let's see, had a band gig on Saturday night. That was kind of fun, kind of unusual. I think we played to a total of about 20 people. 20 people. We got paid handsomely for that gig, and hey, it was only 20 people, so, you know, what can I say? It paid good, didn't have a whole lot of people to keep happy, and I think they had a good time, and I didn't break anything. Good time. Sunday, I took a little bit of a nap. Oh, let's back up to Saturday. Had a Christmas dinner in Lincoln, so I had to run to Lincoln, run back to Omaha, get my stuff packed up. Pretty busy day. With all that, I had a sinus infection or some sort of a nasal cold going on where basically my nose felt like somebody punched the shit out of it. And actually this week here, Tuesday, it's actually felt a lot better. I think today's Wednesday. Don't have any pain in the nose. The bridge of my nose has actually swelled up a little bit, so that's gone. Let's see what else has been going on. My coworker has quit, but yet not quit. She's going to be working remotely. That's all right. Did a little bit of a phone interview yesterday with the company. Not too impressed with what they had to offer. It was looking for basically an ultimate engineer and not paying them very handsomely. So I'm not sure how farm going to pursue that opportunity, but I guess we'll have to see. I got to get some references out to this guy. I'll do that tonight. Today, one of the things I saw on Hackaday was a way to convert an NES controller to control a pocket PC, to control any NES games, the Nintendo Entertainment System, the old one from the 80s. There's an emulator out there. I think it's called Pocket Nester. And then you have to go and dig around and try and find some ROMs. And so I got to, I uploaded Pocket Nester and found some ROMs, and it was actually kind of cool. Playing some NES games on the Pocket PC. See, what else? Boy, just winding down for this weekend. I can't wait to have a 4-day weekend. Next week, 3-day week at work. Another 4-day weekend. Not going to be doing any practicing, I don't believe, this weekend. Don't know about next weekend. Probably not. Don't have any gigs lined up. So, enough of that. I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. If you want to go ahead and drop me a line at 206-DEWJAKE, D-E-W-J-A-K-E. I don't know the numbers of that. I just know the letters. You can send me an email at chris200.com. Basically anything at chris200.com. I think it'll come to me. chris200 at gmail.com, chris200 at yahoo.com. Go ahead and check out the blog at chris200.com. Let's see, what else? That's about it. I'm going to go ahead and try and post this podcast and another podcast tonight from last week. It's a little bit shorter one, I think. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I'd like to hear your feedback if you have any. I don't get a whole lot of feedback. I'm not really sure where my listenership is. Go ahead, push a pin into the old Frapper map if you get a chance. That's at chris200.com/podcast. There's a link to that Frapper page there. And, gosh, hope to see you back soon. It's Chris 200 with Audio On Demand.